What's going on, everybody? We're all a little bit low energy over here at Recover Together today. It's just one of those days, but we're gonna try to change that. We're talking about COVID and its effect on recovery or treatment in general today. So, with that being said, I wanted to open it up with a poem. It's called "It Starts Today." Awake. That's how I feel, awake. And I know this is real. It starts today. Yesterday matters not. It starts today, and I'll give it all I got. Time to grow, time to train. I know I'm still alive because I feel all this pain. It starts today. And the whole world will finally see how much brighter our future will be. No more hiding. I was developed in the dark. No more hiding, because now I know where to start. With family by my side and all the friends at my back, it starts today. And now we attack. It starts today. What's going on, everybody? I'm Lip, and this is Recover Together. What's up, Lawrence?
Hey, how's it going?
What are you doing over there? You're working on your laptop.
Yeah, I was working on my list for the day. Oh. I had everything in my head, but not down on paper.
Well, at least you're prepared. What about you, Mr. Phoebes? Everything okay over there, sir?
Yeah, it's all right. You know, life is always throwing its curveballs, but we just take it a day at a time, you know?
Yeah.
Grateful to be alive. Grateful to be here.
Yeah, like always, of course. We'll go into a song real quick, and then we'll come back, and we'll start the show off for real. For all you people just getting in here, this is Recover Together. You've got Lip on the line with Phoebes and Lawrence.
Don't tell me it's not my fault. When I tore this house apart, how don't you see me for what I am? A monster hungry for skin. Lock me up, lock me away, or I'll kill for another day. Look how they're all looking up. I just stared down the walls in my cup. It's just a passing phase. I've been trapped here for days. How don't you see me for what I am? A monster hungry for skin. Lock me up, lock me away, or I'll kill. Don't you see me for what I am? A monster hungry for skin. Lock me up, lock me away, or I'll kill for another day. Hell, don't you see me for what I am? A monster skin. Lock me up, lock me away, or I'll kill for another day.
Welcome back to Recover Together, everybody. That was Monster Monster by my high school band. Actually, that was me and a good friend of mine, Brendan Grattan, and a band we used to call Chemically Altered. So, today's topic is the effect of COVID on recovery, and I could say, for one, that I've definitely witnessed firsthand the sort of changes that it's had to the recovery setting. It's gone from, you know, Zoom meetings to go to NA and stuff, and then and now it's back in person and everything, and it's been a lot, especially dealing with addiction and mental health problems. So with that being said, I just want to open it up and see how my family here at Recover Together is doing today. How are you doing today, Mr. Lawrence?
I'm doing all right today. Looking forward to the show, as always.
Yes, sir.
It's oppressively hot outside, you know, so having trouble with my asthma and allergies today, but, you know, I'll make it through.
Yes, sir. And Mr. Phoebes, you got anything you got anything you want to tell us about over there today?
Oh, nothing too specific. Hot, that's right. Trying to stay cool and
yeah, I hear that.
Self-care, stay in the AC today if possible.
Uh-huh, yeah, no, it's hot out. It really is hot out. It's I wrote a poem in while I was still in prison, and it says it's 66 and sunny, and I'm wishing that it was still like that. Right now it's bad. So Phoebes,
you know,
I've got...
Oh, go ahead, yeah.
How is it like with your line of work and COVID? What has it done to everything you've been trying to do?
Wow, well, I mean, it's completely turned my life upside down in different ways. You know, I've been working virtually with the clubhouse since COVID started. Mm-hmm. Super grateful that Clubhouse made that accommodation and is continuing to make that accommodation since we're not in any way out of this crisis and it's picking back up again. So that's been a huge, huge challenge, you know, trying to honor the reality that it's hard to do some things virtually, and also honoring the reality that there's people in my family I need to keep safe and have really intense protocols around for different reasons. You know, and I think that's what's really hard about COVID. It's, you know, kind of balancing protecting each other with wanting to be there for each other and finding the right balance. And I know that's taken a huge emotional and mental toll on me, and I have a feeling I'm not the only person.
Absolutely not. it's definitely, I agree with you, man. It's been hard. It's been tough. I've gone through a bunch during COVID. I was in prison when the pandemic started way back in March of 2020. And I just, it kind of seemed like a dream at first. It didn't seem like anything was real, because it wasn't really directly affecting me at that point. And then right before I got out, it started like, started coming into the prison. So it was more like prevalent, and I was aware of it. How did the COVID affect your job, Lawrence?
The agency I was working for at the time immediately shut down, and they had us working from home. And for like the first 2 weeks, I was okay with it. And, you know, like as a person that suffers with mental health issues, my mental health started to decline.
Yeah, I bet.
I constantly watched the news, which just made the situation worse. And, you know, I imagined scenarios in my head that were completely untrue, that, you know, we were at war with the Chinese or whatever the case was. So, yeah, for a long time, I really thought I was going to have, like, a mental breakdown. And it was worse for me being home, trying to work from home, which was, you know, incredibly complicated, like trying to reach people with substance use and mental health issues by phone or text was like near impossible. And it just sort of made me feel like, you know, I couldn't really effectively do my job and like I didn't really have a purpose. It was only until, you know, they said, okay, you could come back to work and, you know, just don't transport people and wear your mask all the time. I had like an immediate sense of relief and going back to work and having a regular routine, you know, got me back on track, and I felt pretty good since.
Yeah, I could imagine that. That reminds me of this poem that I wrote called Triple Threat. I'll read it right now real quick. Triple Threat. Depression. Regression. Obsession. A desire to be happy without the means or motivation to do so. Falling back into old patterns, past schemes, retreating ego. A mind completely occupied without leave, without let go. Temptations, relations, sensations, risking the dangers to obtain your desires, ignoring all reason and logic. The girl and the drug, her heat and its fire together may prove to be toxic. The feel of her love and the rush drive you wild so much that you hardly could stop it. Contortion, distortion, abortion, twisting me about and bending me to your will, like the dope I thought I knew so well. I'm no longer myself, a stranger to all those who see me, until just looking in the mirror is hell. Then I'm thrown away too early, tossed asunder prematurely. If I was the problem, I couldn't tell. And that's pretty much how COVID's got people feeling, you know, in a nutshell. It's like we're just we're oppressed and depressed at the same time, and you know, it's really hard to deal with for normal people. So imagine how it is for our family, you know. So Phoebe, you sent me some pretty cool looking articles today. What were they about?
Yeah, I was you know, digging into some of the statistics about how COVID has impacted mental health and recovery, and it's interesting. You know, there's a lot of different things to think about, so many different ways it's affected things, you know, from just literally being able to safely go in person to access the services one might have had, to having to switch to virtual and everything that brings up with access. You know, when the pandemic first hit, I think this is an interesting lesson on just human psychology in general. You know, everyone was sort of feeling personally and seeing in the data like, oh, we're in a serious mental health crisis moment. You know, the data kind of showed that what had gone from about like 1 in 10 Americans reporting some level of anxiety and depression in 2019 jumped to 4 in 10. Hmm. So that's a 400% wow. Increase, four times as many people reporting, you know, these kind of high levels of anxiety and depression. But you know, if you just look at that statistic, it doesn't tell the whole story, actually, because there's actually been folks starting, you know, from Johns Hopkins University starting to do some longer term studies, not just the first, because the first couple months that was true.
Yeah.
But what they're finding is that over time with the pandemic, that those levels sort of did come back to a kind of normal baseline rate. You know, and I think that speaks to how we as humans, part of our survival, like we have a psychological immune system, we can start to recalibrate to a different, you know, something that was horribly yeah. impactful and stressful a year ago. Now we're sort of normalized to differently.
Yeah.
Right. You know, and it speaks to the resiliency of people, but it also speaks to, I think, like, you know, there's a danger in that we're sort of just normalizing. It's, you know, are we just normalizing everybody sort of being high functioning anxiety and depressed all the time? That's like kind of the world I feel like we're in at this point. Like everyone is working at a pretty tough baseline of anxiety and depression and then trying to just do their work and jobs and caretaking.
And pretend like everything's okay.
Mm-hmm. That's really... And I get it, you know, like I have days where I'm like, you got to just keep going, you know, you can't just drown into your bed for the next 12 hours. Can't just cry for the next 12 hours.
I know.
So I just
and those surveys
so
are just like
out for each other.
And those surveys are just like what people are reporting. I'm sure the actual numbers are very much underreported. You know, there's a lot of are people with mental health and substance use issues that are invisible people, and you know they're not reached by surveys and providers, and you know there's a lot of people out there that are struggling that nobody really even knows about.
And for all of those people that are out there struggling right now, if any of you are listening, we want to let you know that you're always welcome to get in contact with one of us. You could go to the HHR Facebook and message me. My phone number's on there. I mean, I don't want anybody to ever feel like they're alone, because I mean, that's just, you're not. You're never alone. There's so many people who care about you, and I don't want anybody to ever think that they're not worth everything that they are. So I'm going to go to another song with that, and when we come back, we're gonna listen to Lawless Lawrence over here and his lovely list. All right, guys, this is Phoebe's song, Arcade Fire. We used to wait.
I never heard of
Welcome back. That was Arcade Fire. We used to wait. This is Recover Together with your host, Lip. And we've got the Titan Phoebe over here and lovely Lawrence. I wanted to let everybody know that if you wanted to ever check back to see if we got a chance to post our newest show on our SoundCloud, you could do that now because we have a SoundCloud now. It is at Recover Together, period, HHR, at gmail.com. That would be our SoundCloud. And I just made it last night because I wanted to give people more access to our show because what we're doing here is important. So, Mr. Lawrence, I would love to introduce you and your list, my good sir.
Hello, good afternoon, family. This is Lawless Lawrence, and this is my list. So, at first, I kind of thought this was sort of, you know, an outdated topic. But then, you know, I was thinking about it and watching the news lately and talking to people and realizing that this whole situation isn't over. And looking at other states, a lot of states are rolling back mask mandates and access to services. So, you know, there's a great possibility in the next month or two that we may revert to some of the earlier mandates. Wow. I don't think we'll go into a complete shutdown, but I think some providers may revert back to, like, online and telemedicine services. Excuse me. So I came up with a list of, you know, providers in the area that I work very closely with and that have both mixed options for connecting with them in person or by phone or computer.
I like that.
So the first one is Greener Pathways. They offer linkages to peer support, transportation, outreach services. They offer telemedicine and linkage to MAT services like Suboxone, Methadone. You could call them at 518-291-4500. They also have some new programs that allow you to receive Narcan or fentanyl test strips. So you don't even have to leave your house. They'll bring it to you. So if you text Narcan Kit to 21000, they will get in contact with you and deliver you Narcan.
That's Narcan Kit to 21000, and you can have Narcan delivered straight to you and fentanyl testing strips.
Oh, the test strips, you have to text test strips to 77948.
77948. I like this list today.
Mm-hmm. So that's one resource that'll get you on your way. Right down the road from here is Greene County Family Planning.
I went to that doctor before. That's who I started getting my my MAT from when I first got out of prison.
It's a great program. We do a lot of work with them. They do STD and HIV testing and treatment. One of the things they have now is if you go in there and it turns out that you're positive for an STD, they have a partner service where they can give you a script for your partner, so your partner doesn't even need to come in and get tested. They'll just presume that you're positive as well.
I don't know how I would feel about that if a girl came in, she just like threw a bottle of pills at me, and she's like, "Here, what's this?"
I mean, it's just an option.
No, I was just
the kind of stigma and shame of having to like walk in with your head down and being like, "Yeah, my girlfriend was just here," and you know.
I definitely think that's an excellent resource. I really do.
They also offer medication-assisted treatment like Suboxone.
Yep.
They have Sublocade now, which is an injectable form of Suboxone, and that's very successful.
How long does that stay in your system for? Let's talk about that for a real quick second. Sublocade. It's injectable buprenorphine?
Yes.
All right. How long does it stay in your – it's similar to Vivitrol, right?
Yeah, it's a once-a-month injection.
Okay, and just one injection, and then it's a you're completely blocked. You're good.
Yeah, one and done.
Okay, that's
that saves people a lot of the hassle of like having to take their medication or having a lot of trouble. Some people have is say somebody goes in there and they get a prescription, and their partner is still using. They may steal their Suboxone and sell it, mm-hmm. you know, so they can make money to support their own habit, and that sort of eliminates that error. You know, they also have they do telemedicine, so you could call there and set up an appointment and do your appointment via computer or phone.
Okay.
You can call them at 518-719-3580 to get started. They also have fentanyl test strips there and Narcan available. So that's another good resource.
That's really important, guys. You know, like, people really are dying from this stuff. Like, there's people, I have so many friends who in the 4 years that while I was away in prison had passed away from accidental overdose. These are people I've known my entire life. And it's just, it's heart-wrenching, and I know that there's a lot of other people that are going through it, too, and just, I want you all to know that we're here for you. Go ahead. Continue, Lawrence.
Yeah, and I've lost so many people to suicide and overdose during the COVID-19 pandemic. It's just crazy. There's so many people, I lose track of them, and my girlfriend and I know mostly the same people. And I'll say, hey, whatever happened to so-and-so? And she'll say, oh, you don't remember? They committed suicide. Hmm. And I'll be like, oh, my God, I forgot. Or I went through my phone the other day, and a number, I took the contact out, but the text messages were still there. And it was somebody that died of an overdose in the fall of last year.
That's crazy. That's kind of like haunting, you know?
And there's a lot of, you know, instead of texting, you can hit that button and they record a short message.
Yeah.
There was a bunch of messages on there from him, and I'm like, damn, there's his voice.
That's crazy. That really is.
In one of his last messages, he wanted to plan to go to, like, a mutual aid meeting with me. You know, he knew he was kind of in trouble, and he wanted to get his life back on track.
That's crazy. Phoebes, are you all right over there? You've been quiet today, bud.
Yeah, I'm all right. This stuff is hard, you know? I'm just, like, it's just, everybody's got their own stuff, and then I'm just, you know, listening to how challenging it is for folks like Lawrence, who's, like, also providing care for people, and just a reminder to all the caregivers out there who work in this field to really take care of yourselves and talk to people, you know? I think it's really easy when you're looking out for other people to forget what you're carrying around.
Absolutely.
In terms of secondhand trauma. And, you know, and so many of the people who've been at risk with COVID have been essential workers, right? Like nurses and doctors and, you know, coaches and just care people who provide care to each other in our communities. So, you know, just thinking of people who are every day going out, putting their own lives at risk, trying to save other people's lives. And, again, it's just a reminder that we're all in this together.
Yeah.
Or that, you know, it's not like you're either the person who's struggling or the person who's got it all together and helping. I think we're all capable of struggle and capable of helping one another.
We actually do have to recover together this time. But I don't mean to cut you off, Phoebes. I just wanted to make sure you're all right.
I appreciate you.
We're gonna continue with Lawrence's list, and after he gives this latter half of his list, we're going to go to another song break. So let's see what else he's got on there for us.
Okay, there's another option that's based out of New York City, but they cover all of New York State. It's called Ophelia, OPHELIA.com. Or you can text them at 215-585-2144. And they offer online telemedicine appointments to get started with Suboxone and get you connected to a provider. Next on the list, I have Project Safe Point, which is a health hub. They offer, they have a Suboxone clinic. They have peer support, syringe exchange. Because, you know, the reality is that some people, especially in this climate, they're not ready to stop using. So we can support those people by having them have clean syringes and try to stem the flow of Hep C and HIV, which is something they offer also, HCV and HIV testing and linkage. They do overdose prevention training and Narcan kits. They also run what's called the Capital Region Matters program. So our local provider for Matters is Columbia Memorial Hospital. So if you're in opioid withdrawal, you can go to Columbia Memorial Hospital and tell them you want to be linked to the Capital Region Matters program. And they will dose you with Suboxone in the emergency room. And you can pick an appointment of your choosing with a provider. So when you walk out of there, you'll have a script and you'll have an appointment within 24 hours.
That's awesome.
And that's a great resource that really a lot of people aren't aware of. And of course, Columbia Memorial Hospital has a psychiatric unit. So if you feel that you're in a mental health crisis, yeah, a lot of us have been up there.
I've been there several times, And I mean, the staff over there is great. And I just want everybody to know that there's no shame in asking for help. The only way to do this is together.
I also have the New York State Hope Line. If you're unsure where to start and you need addiction services in New York State, you can call a toll-free number, 855-521-1317, and they'll connect you with the appropriate resources. Some people live in places where they absolutely cannot access any of these services. So there's a service called Next Distro. You can go to nextdistro.org. They do mail order, syringe exchange, wow, and Narcan kits. So if you're unsure of local providers in your area, you could call them. And if they can't connect you to somebody, they will send the supplies in the mail.
Okay.
And, of course, you have me with the Mental Health Association of Columbia Greene County over here at the Youth Clubhouse. My name is Lawrence. My number is 518-751-8161. And my Columbia County counterpart is David. He's 518-751-8001. We can connect you with personalized peer support, or we can link you to any of the services in the community that I've talked about. And part of Mental Health Association is also Mobile Crisis Assessment Team. They run from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m., 7 days a week, 518-943-5555. If you're having a mental health or substance use crisis and you just need to talk to somebody, call them. They're a great resource.
And I can speak firsthand on the usefulness of Mr. Lawrence here. He's not only my co-host and my Recover Together brother, he is a mentor to me, and he's my own personal recovery coach, and he's in pretty constant contact with me, and he's an excellent guy. And all right, but that about does it for Lawless Lawrence's list. And we're going to go to a quick song. This one's only 3 minutes long. It's called Sugar Boom Boom, Chasing Dragons, featuring Laleezy Lyrics.
Sugar boom boom, I'm chasing dragon, this dragon's got my hand. Sugar boom boom, I'm robbing people, but I'm an honest man. Sugar boom boom, I'm chasing dragon, this dragon's got my hand. Sugar boom boom, I'm robbing people, but I'm an honest man.
Let me tell you straight up, homie, this story's not rehearsed. Done my share of drogas, but with this I'm feeling cursed. Done a little tiempo, paid for my crime. Got out on healthy, now parole's going just fine. Smoke a little, yes, God, no more black sand. Gotta feed my Holly, cause now I'm an honest man.
Sugar boom boom, I'm chasing dragon, this dragon's got my hand. Sugar boom boom, I'm robbing people, but I'm an honest man. Sugar boom boom. I'm chasing dragons. This dragon's got my hand. Sugar boom boom. I'll rob in people, but I'm an honest man.
Met a chick named Anna on my way to work one day. She had me hypnotized, I tried to pull away. Find little more than a black on black, even her eyes. Yeah, homie, she's a fine one, but the devil in disguise. Handed me a bendo, dropped the substance on some for y'all. She lit the flame as I inhaled the dragon just uncorked.
Sugar boom boom, I'm chasing dragon. This dragon's got my hand. Sugar boom boom, I'll rob in people, but I'm an honest man. Sugar boom boom, I'm chasing dragon. This dragon's got my hand. Sugar boom boom, I'll rob in people, but I'm an honest man.
It's 3 days later and I haven't been to work. She's left me stranded with cold chills in violent church. Thinking of a come up quick so I can feed my habit. I saw this guy at ATM, now it's time to chase that dragon. Ran up on this vato as he gets close to his car. I was in full stride when the cops rolled by, hit this vato with my ball.
Sugar boom boom, I'm chasing dragon. This dragon's got my hand. Sugar boom boom, I'll rob in people, but I'm an honest man. Sugar boom boom, I'm chasing dragon. This dragon's got my hand. Sugar boom boom, I'll rob in people, but I'm an honest man.
Robbing people, but I'm an honest man. That was Sugar Boom Boom, Chasing Dragons. Alrighty, so we are back to Recover Together, and I'm going to read a poem real quick, and then I'm going to bring in the Titan, and he's going to do what the Titan does, and that is paint the bigger picture. But first, junkie love. Love is crazy, especially when both parties are heroin addicts. Don't get me wrong, love is real and arguably more intense. Each day you struggle together. You have each other's backs whenever. The bond that you build, forever. Your junkie love is truly your treasure. There's a certain type of trust involved in allowing someone to prepare potentially problematic poisons for you to inject straight to your heart. But you know each other so well that you're completely confident you mix just the right amount to keep your junkie lover's heart barely beating and their lungs barely breathing. And their eyes barely seeing, but their high is fully completed. And when you catch your nod and you collapse into each other's arms, barely conscious enough for the kiss you both so desperately crave, you know that you're in love. That you found your soulmate. Through constricted pupils, we see clearly. We may be heroin addicts, but we're in love. And for us, our love is enough. This life we know can be tough. Together, our hearts beat as one. Forever, whatever may come. And now I present to you Phoebes, painting the bigger picture.
Hey. Yeah, COVID. I feel like it's so hard sometimes to keep our eyes on the bigger picture with COVID because it really impacts every person so differently and uniquely. But, you know, I think what Lyles Lawrence said is right on point about, like, isn't this kind of dated? And then, like, well, maybe not.
Yeah, no.
We just want to be over it so bad.
Totally,
we're just going to pretend that it's over.
I hear you, and I feel that, and I think for me, I'm scared of that reality because it's not what's happening in the world, and I think if we set ourselves up for the expectation that this is going to end, it's a setup for disappointment. Versus having a perspective of we're getting smarter and smarter and smarter about how to continue to survive this situation that's here to stay in some ways.
The way we handled it in the beginning you're right, we are getting smarter. Go ahead.
Getting smarter, right? And I think the reality is that we need a combination of continuing to use the practices that keep us safe, but also having more flexibility about how we do it, because just, you know, a blanket lockdown is going to save some people and kill some people.
Yeah.
Straight up. Right. And I think you know, we're at a point where I think, you know, Lawrence is right on that we're probably not going to see full shutdowns like we did in the beginning. But it is incumbent on us as individuals to be aware that we're not out of this yet and that the actions and choices we make right now can cause serious harm still or keep us safe, you know. And just to put it in perspective for folks, right, I think what we're up against right now, you know, is a reality where vaccinations are incredibly important in the sense that they help keep people from ending up in the hospital and they help keep people from dying. Absolutely. But they're not preventing all strains of COVID from spreading. And more and more and more, we're seeing reports of the Delta variant still infecting vaccinated people who may get sick still, not as dangerous. Not to say vaccines are not, like, this is not an anti-vax conversation. This is a vaccines, like masks, are a tool. And all tool, there's no perfect tool that's going to solve all our problems with COVID, right? We need to use different tools to keep each other safe, right? So, you know, it's the vaccine, I think, for a lot of people represented this perfect silver bullet that was going to get us out of this. And now we're dealing with the reality that even if everybody in this country, you know, even if we had higher vaccination rates in this country, globally, 80% of the population doesn't even have the opportunity to get vaccinated right now. And that's where these variants keep coming from, right? Is if you have an area or country where there's no access to vaccines and COVID starts spreading, any virus, it's not special to COVID. This is what viruses do. This is what almost all natural things do in the environment, is they mutate and they replicate and they mutate and they replicate. And the ones that are stronger and faster and more capable of surviving replicate faster, right? And the other ones start to disappear. That's why you're not going to see very many cases of alpha COVID anymore, but you're going to see a ton of Delta cases. And Delta is not the end of the alphabet, right? There will continue to be mutations and different strains coming through. And so I think, and again, this isn't unique, right? The flu operated the same way, right? The flu vaccine gets updated every couple of years to account for different mutations that have happened. It never is 100% effective in all cases. We live with the reality that hundreds of thousands of people get sick with the flu every year. But we've made adjustments and made it more, you know, we've just learned how to live with it, right? Yeah,
exactly.
And I think that's going to be the reality with COVID too, is we have to learn how to live with it. But we can't, I don't think the answer is to say it's going to disappear. And I think we have to be very, very careful at this particular moment, because we're learning things that are hard to accept. It's hard to accept that even if you're vaccinated, you should wear a mask inside because you can still catch and spread the Delta variant. That's like, that news is a bummer, right? Yeah, like, I get it. I get that is a bummer. But when we're talking about providing direct services in the context of our work, I think about the clubhouse all the time, making sure that we have masks, that we're staying on top of that. I'm super worried about kids going back to school and there not being mask mandates, you know, because the other thing about Delta is that younger people are ending up in the hospital at much higher rates than before. Mm-hmm. So the big picture is a little disappointing. I acknowledge
it's a little morbid today, but it's okay. It's factual.
But at the end of the day, I'm like, I personally, my mental health doesn't benefit long term if I'm living in a fantasy. My mental health at the end of the day is going to be strongest if I can survive reality.
Exactly. And you can't delude yourself
and not avoid it, because otherwise it's a setup for disappointment or for getting really, really hurt. And the other thing that I don't think anybody's been talking about, not nearly enough, is that COVID, the symptoms of getting COVID are not just ending up on a ventilator, not being able to breathe, your body on fire, literally being laid up in bed for a week at a time. That's the physical effects. What fewer people are talking about is approximately two-thirds, somewhere between half and two-thirds of folks who get COVID have long hauler syndrome. And long hauler syndrome is actually mostly mental and neurological impacts.
Really?
So one of the symptoms of COVID is actually mental health impacts, right? So imagine we're in a universe, we've already had really high challenges in mental health, and now there are people reporting that they can't remember things from hour to hour to hour that they would never even think would be an issue in the past.
That was me before COVID.
Yeah, this, right. No, totally, right. I'm terrified of the thought of, like, losing more memory, right? But people are having serious mental and neurological impacts that last a long time.
That's crazy.
Where this leaves me
scary
is not so much scared, is more at a place where we can no longer move through society acting like people with mental and physical disabilities and health issues are the exception that we have to just kind of work around, but is actually the norm. And that every single person in this society is going to be better off if we center the assumption that we need to accommodate mental and physical health care in our culture.
That's the direction we're headed in. That's what this show is all about. It's normalizing what people have put a stigma on for no reason. That's why we have you paint the bigger picture. That's why we have Lawrence make his lists. It's to normalize this whole idea that there's something wrong with not being okay, because there's not. And it's just
right. And, you know, the stress that we're all under is very real, you know, and stress causes mental health challenges. Exactly. There's just no two ways about it. So, you know, and COVID is a symptom of the fact that our larger environmental system is struggling right now, yep. Right? I mean, the heat wave we're in right now. So, so I think we all in this moment, we could just take a deep breath and just within the universe, because we can't control the bigger picture, right? Like at the end of the day, I think this is something that really can be a struggle for me and other people, is wanting that bigger picture to change and feeling a little helpless to change it. But what we can do is change how we interact in our own world to make it easier to survive the bigger picture, right? And that's from things as small as continuing not to shame one another for the accommodations that we need to stay safe and do our jobs, to not shame one another for needing a little extra time and a little extra care to get through our day. You know, I mean, even on this podcast today, you know, Lip was great and could tell, like, I'm struggling a little bit, like straight up, I'm struggling. And he was like, you good? Can you do this? And we talked about how showing up for the show is important because it keeps us going, right?
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
We just got to be real with you. Like, meeting on this podcast, I'm here because I need help, not
I really do. I look forward to this every week, and it's like, it makes me feel better. Like, I know people are listening to us, and I know that we're doing something for people, but it's not even just that. It makes me feel better, and like, I know exactly where you're coming from, Phoebs. Like, it's like, this is what we're supposed to be doing, you know? Like, we're supposed to be on here telling people what we're struggling with so they feel okay with what they're struggling with, you know? And
Can I say something on the subject?
Absolutely.
I just want to say too, I think, you know, we don't give each other enough credit, because out of anybody, you know, I would say that we're the most equipped to be able to do this. I don't know if you guys are the same, but I spent my whole life trying to be a chameleon and adapting to my environment. Yeah. And, you know, like, what better people to say, hey, you have to change everything you know and do things a completely different way in order to survive this. And, you know, we tell each other, oh, no, I can't do this. It's too difficult. But really, we've been here before, you know, and we can transcend through this together.
Absolutely. Phoebs, you got anything left for the bigger picture over there?
Just that anybody, wherever you are in the world, whatever power you have in your life, whether you run a corrections facility or you run just your homestead and kitchen at home, take a minute to do whatever is in your power to take a little extra precaution around COVID right now to keep yourself and other people safe. You know, I just had to watch a loved one go through the court system where not a single person from the police to the judges to the transporters were wearing masks. And it enrages me, you know, because we're all trying to let up and try to go back to normal, and the most vulnerable people are beginning to die for it again, you know. I think about your experience, Lip, and being in prison. I'm so glad you got out when you did, because over 500,000 people have been recorded getting COVID in prison, and you know darn well that the rates of testing in prison facilities is not good. It's probably three or four times that rate.
Not even just the testing, the treatment.
Right.
Here's some Tylenol.
So, you know, continuing to I think for all of us to continue to advocate for the right for telehealth, for even things, normalizing things like curbside pickups for people.
Yeah.
And just doing these little things that I know we're sick of, but
this is it's the new normal.
The stakes are high. Yeah, the stakes are high, and if we learn how to embrace these changes as actual tools of empowerment, right? That we have these tools at our disposal that make us look out for one another and be in conversation with each other about how we care for each other. I think it can feel a little bit different. Instead of it being some like oppressive thing we have to do, it becomes a beautiful tool of community care that we all have access to.
I love the way you do that, Phoebes. You take the bigger picture, you paint it so it's morbid, and then turn it around so it's beautiful. All right, guys, we're going to play our last song of the day, and then when we come back, we'll just say our goodbyes. And I got to head out of here a little bit early today, so that's why we started a little early. So without further ado, I give you 3 a.m. by Matchbox 20.
She said it's cold outside and she hands me my raincoat. She's always worried about things like that. It's all gonna end and it might as well be my fault. And she only sleeps when it's raining. And she screams and her voice is straining. And she says, baby, it's 3 a.m. I must be lonely. She says, baby, well, I can't help but be scared of it all sometimes. And the rain's gonna wash away, I believe it. She's got a little bit of something, and God, it's better than nothing. And in a color portrait, well, she believes she's got it all. Where's the moon don't hang quite as high as it used to. And she only sleeps when it's raining. And she screams and her voice is straining. She says, baby, when it's 3 a.m. I must be lonely. Life is made up of all that you used to. And the clock on the wall has been stuck at 3 for days and days. She thinks that happiness is a map that sits on her doorway. But outside, it stopped raining. Baby, yeah.
yourself or be scared of it. Oh, sometimes the rain's gonna wash away. I believe this. When it's 3 a.m. I must be lonely. We haven't seen ourselves, baby. Well, I can't help but be scared of it. Oh, sometimes.
Alrighty, guys, it's about that time. It's been a wonderful show. It's always a wonderful show. I love this show. I love coming here and talking to all you who are out there listening to me, and I love talking to all the people who aren't listening to me too. All right, well, you got anything to throw in there, Lawrence, before we leave?
Nope, just everybody should take care of themselves and each other, and we can recover together.
Wash your hands, wear a mask, and stay safe. Phoebes.
Yeah, you got it. That's You're it. All right over Take care there. Of yourselves. We're in this together. Much love.
All right, everybody. This has been Recover Together, hosted by your one and only Lip, with my lovely Lawrence over here and my Titan Phoebes on the other end. All right, guys. We'll catch y'all next time. We're out.